Coach, first, congratulations, not just on Friday night. We had a chance to watch you play on Friday against Walnut Hills, but for your season to go, you know, Division II state championship, that is, I know, very prideful, not just for you, but this community. Talk about, you know, having that target on your back as you guys go into this season, and everybody kind of acknowledges you're one of the teams to beat.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any hiding anymore. I mean, last year, I even as an assistant here a few years back, I felt like this place kind of had a target on its back just because of the success throughout the years. But obviously last year has set us up to definitely be, you know, the hunted this year. But our kids, that's kind of the thing about this place being different. Our kids have done a great job of, you know, just working and just showing up and just working, understanding what's at stake, understanding the expectation now, you know, because of last year. And but just running with it, you know, just absolutely running with it. A lot of our guys, you know, Severn Maine and Cam and them guys, Trey, you know, they've got a ton of social media love, but when it comes to showing up, doing your job, and just working your tail off and leading, it's just we couldn't ask for more.
You've got, I know, of three guys committed already to play at the college level. Talking to each of them over this past week, it sounds like they wanted to get that out of the way and be concentrated on what's happening here their senior year.
Yeah, I think they really did. I mean, I think they just, you know, it's great. You know, it's great attention for them. It's great attention for our program. But it can become a distraction. I think some kids let it become a distraction. But I think our kids have done a great job. You know, those three you named of just, you know, they figured it out. They did a great job of seeing the country, visiting campuses, and getting a firsthand look at things. And I'm really proud of a lot of them. With the way they handled the recruiting process, but even more proud that their devotion to Wynton Woods football first and foremost.
Each of them, even though one's a transfer in for his senior year, yep. Which I went to three high schools, I know what it's like to move into my senior year for, you know, final year. He seems to have adapted and fit right in. And as he told me in the interview I did with him was, hey, these are my guys. We hung out before I even came here. Talk about their leadership, especially because you still have some young guys coming up in this program.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of kids, a lot of young guys getting some very valuable experience right now on Friday nights, which we're hoping is going to pay off down the road sometime this season. But yeah, those guys have just really set the tone. You know, we've only got a couple things hanging in our locker room. One is the standard is the standard, and the other one is iron sharpens iron. And I think that's something that's really been able to, you know, the depth and the competition at positions here is really kind of what makes this place, you know, this place. Other places that I've been, you kind of had to put guys in and throw guys in that, you know, you didn't have much behind them. But here, you know, these guys are pushing, they're leading, and they're showing the young guys the way.
Talk about those three committed players individually. Maybe, you know, name him and which, you know, a little bit about each one of them, what you found about them as you've worked with them.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start with Jermaine, obviously committed to Ohio State. Obviously an ultra-talented guy, a great guy, a great young man, and just an ultimate competitor. You know, when it's time to shine, the guy just plays football. He's a football player. You know, he can run a 4.35, 40 or whatever it was, and he can do this and he can do that. But man, he's just not scared of anything. And then if he, you know, NFL corners, million dollar corners get beat on occasion. If he gives up a play or he misses a play he thought he should have made, some guys are sulking in that for a couple plays. My man steps up and is ready to go the next play, looking for the next opportunity to, you know, to do his job. So that's the best thing about him. In my mind, Cam is, you know, Cam doesn't want to admit this these days, but he remembers it. And I think he stored it up here. You know, he had some adversity as a sophomore. You know, Jermaine didn't play at all as a sophomore. He was a JV guy, you know, and then 365 days later, Jermaine's an Ohio State commit. But, you know, Cam played as a sophomore. Cam started as a sophomore wide receiver, obviously ultimate, very talented young man, hurdler in track. So we knew he was going to be very, very athletic. But, you know, he had a few drops his sophomore year. And I really, really think a guy like Cam used that to fuel his fire. You know, guys using negatives to push them forward. So I think he went through some adversity as a sophomore that made him into the player he was going to be. And he too, is an ultimate competitor. We work pretty hard in the weight room. We work pretty hard in practice, but he's the kind of guy in the summertime. He's got six younger guys, defensive backs out there backpedaling after we're done. There's not a coach out there, but he's out there leading the young guys and running through drills and stuff like that in the summertime. So just doing a really, really good job. Just couldn't be happier for him as a young man. And then obviously Trey Cornish. Trey came to us, you know, 6-8 months ago, whatever it was now. And, you know, I've known Trey. I coached Trey's older brother over at Mount Healthy, you know, 10 plus years ago. And just a great family. And Trey is just the absolute real deal. I mean, just tight wound guy that's strong as a bull. Just a great, great kid. I mean, just a great kid, first and foremost. We really enjoy him. Kind of brightens up my day a little bit at times. You know, he's just one of them guys with a smile on his face all the time, and just couldn't be happier with those three and the way they performed in these first 3 weeks.
I know you pointed out Friday, hey, we've got some young guys here to watch. Any of those guys you want to talk about right now and just kind of give them a little, you know, shout out as far as what fans should be looking for, because the talent's there.
Yeah, I think first guy that comes to my mind is probably Rafael Green, obviously our big right tackle right now, 15 years old, 6'5", 320, you know, 2 games of varsity experience is all he's got right now, but he's getting better and better. Obviously, pad level is an issue that he's going to have to work on, but he's a 6'5", 15-year-old, so he's coming along. You know, he's showing me already the Power 5 guy that he's going to be. I think he's getting better and better. Practice after practice after practice, understanding the game, which for O-line, you know, we gotta understand fronts and we gotta understand things like that. It's just gonna be easier for us. But Rafael Green, Justin Hill on the defensive side of the ball, outside linebacker, DN, he's about 6'3", 205, 210 right now, 20-25, just really, really good looking kid, plays the game, super athletic, another great young man. Landon Anderson at middle back, inside backer, you know, not the tallest guy in the world, but just makes plays, tough to block, loves the game. Cam Jackson is a junior, another guy. He's a team captain as well, but he's a defensive tackle, defensive end. It's a 4.0, going to be just big time. Let's see here. Defensively, anybody else young? Those are the two biggest, three guys, young guys. And we got some other sophomores. Tyler Gooding's playing in some 12 personnel packages for us and doing a great job. He was a pound, you know, just a bull on the freshman level running back last year. We've kind of turned him into a fullback type guy now in some 12 personnel looks, doing a really, really good job. But yeah, those three or four off the top of my head right now. Damiel Rogers, another DB, he's got an offer from Georgia Tech last season or this past spring in a combine. You know, he runs really well, jumps really well, athletic young man, going to be a really, really good football player for us.
I've got to go back to one of your seniors who I feel is very underrated, Casey Spears. And he's just, I called him a Mighty Mike.
Yep.
And man, he can bring it. It looks like every play, he's 100%. No matter what it takes, he wants to get the job done.
Yeah, he's just a true football player. I mean, just a true football player. Literally can do anything on the field. Our best blocker at wide receiver, holder on field goal PAT, punter. A couple of our kickers are banged up from soccer. He's kicking off for us right now because of two kickers being out. You know, 50% of the D1 schools that have offered him like him as a running back, 50% of them like him as a receiver, but he's a true ATH, a wide receiver, a running back, a kick returner, a punt returner. You know, he's 185, 190 pounds. You know, he's 5'9", but he is just a football player, absolutely loves the game, phenomenal young man.
I appreciate all the time you've given me today and giving me your team. I was happy to come out here and present you guys the trophy from the game for Friday night on behalf of First Star Logistics. What's it mean to you as this program? Because as you kind of mentioned, there's always been high-level players.
Yep.
This program had won a title before.
Yep.
What is it about Wynton Woods that makes it such a special place? Because you've coached a couple other places.
Yep.
You've seen the difference. But this place, there's just something here.
Yeah. Well, real quick, I want to go back to a couple of our underclassmen. I always forget. I'm a quarterback guy, and I'm a little harder on the quarterback. So, obviously, Van George, underclassman, been doing a very good job at the quarterback position, and sophomore Siante Stewart also has been doing a very, very good job. So, just want to throw that out there first. I think it's just because there's been consistency here. You know, I think Troy was here. Coach Everhart was here 10 or 11. Coach Parker was here 10 or 11. You know what I mean? And you look at the programs that are winning, usually they have consistency. You know, it's not been an open door, a revolving door of coaches. They've had consistency here for the past, you know, almost 30 years. And I think that's the biggest thing. You know, so many places you're spending time on why football is important. You know, you've got a stable of guys, and you're trying to prove to the other core of guys how important the game is for you and what the game can do for you. It can change your life, and it can do all these things. And here, that core of guys is a little bigger because it's been important here for so long. You've got guys here that their uncle, their dad, their older brother played for this program. They understand the importance of not only the game of football but Wynton Woods football. I just think it's such a great area. Also, you know, you know, it's the consistency that's been built here, you know, and it's the importance of the game and importance of Wynton Woods football. I think that just, you know, it takes a little less off of us now because of the consistency that's been here for almost 30 years.
Coach, again, appreciate the time. Wish you guys the best of luck going through the season and on your journey for another state title.
Yes, sir. Appreciate all you guys do today.
At First Star Logistics, we're a very strict company that really puts the pressure on our employees. Brakes? What are those?
That's what I'm talking about, Icky. Get the body right, then the mind's right. You know,
gotta get that body right.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Become a star with a chance to earn the highest commission percentages in the industry as a freight broker agent. Check out firststarlogistics.com.